This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
That's a good place, Herb. We are back. Welcome back to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part, and truly be part of the conversation. Don't just say you are. Actually get engaged. Actually get involved. Seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listed live, take the poll there, but you can also, there are smart people in the live chat room there, and you can do the same thing if you head over to Facebook. There's a live feed there. We get involved in that chat room as well. I mean, just a lot happening. Before I get to the two stories, I love doing stuff like this. So I put up a meme where AG, you know, it was like, boo. Right, I think some of you saw it on the Facebook page, other places. And all the Obama and Hillary and Comey and all of them go running. And this is just so stereotypical of someone that follows the left, no matter like a drone, like the Borg. Okay, let's bring back the Borg. That's something that you might understand. It seems like a lot of the rank and file on the left are like the Borg, right? It's what's for the collective good. No individuality anymore. You do what they tell you to do. You say what they tell you to say. So the person puts up, not sure why you chose to ignore the simple understanding issues like these, but as far as I can tell, if Trump doesn't win the next election, he's going to jail. See, that person is simply spewing what they're being told by their party. And what's really funny is, you know, they're screaming about Nadler not having Barr not giving them full access to the unredacted version. It's a line of crock. Mr. Weeble Man won't get out of his chair and walk down and see it. They can actually go down and see it, but he wants it hand-delivered like he's a king or something. That's number one. Number two is what they're mad about. They won't be able to leak it because they can't take notes. They can't bring in cameras. They can't bring in their phones. We can't have that now, can we? If we can't leak it, what good is it? Seriously, they have no, you know, at this point, from what I've seen, they have absolutely no respect, no regard for the rule of law, and they say Trump doesn't. They don't. So it's ignorance like this that I love to see and push back on. Because this same person probably never said a word about Eric Holder refusing to give unredacted reports to Congress. I mean, the Republicans have been asking for years, and Holder refused to give them information. But see, they won't say anything about that. Not a word. And then when they did get it, when they did push it, remember when, I don't know whether it was Hannity or one of the guys there, they had a whole bunch of sheets, or Laura, it could have been Laura Ingraham. They had a whole bunch of sheets with totally blacked out text. Totally black, the whole page. Some of the reports they got were only good to start, you know, a fire in your fireplace, and only if you don't live in California. Seriously. So it has not become American versus non-American. It is now ideology against Americans. Seriously. And people like this are the real problem. And on the right, too. I mean, people on the right who just spew the party line, you're the problem also. But people like this on the left, this is a problem. because they're the ones that are out there doing what they're told to do. They're the ones that are walking lines out there doing what they're told to do, if you would. And nobody wins that way. That's why I keep telling you, don't just listen to what I say. Make like I'm the pastor or the rabbi, right? You go into the synagogue, you go into church. Don't just take what I say as gospel truth. You know, look it up yourself. Read it yourself. Study yourself. And it's the same thing here. Don't just spew it because you heard Trump say it or somebody you trust in the Republican. But look it up. Make sure it's real. You know, otherwise, you're no different than they are. I keep saying that, but you're no different than they are, and it's true. You're no different than they are. And if we're trying to get away from being them, then don't do it. I'm serious. It's really that easy. You don't know how much this really just makes me nuts at times. Anyway, you know, we've got one was killed, seven was wounded in Colorado, and they have two students in custody. We talked about this last night, right? We didn't talk about the shooting. We talked about why things like this happen last night. And you can blame it on the guns, and you can blame it on whatever, you know. But it's really funny because as the years have gone on, and these things have become more and more prevalent, what is happening? What's taking more place? Our kids are becoming, you know, more entitled. We're giving them more. We don't want them to feel bad. We have more helicopter parents. I mean, this is a joke in education for decades, long before I got involved. Right? So these kids can't handle much of anything. So when you see what's going down, I'm not surprised. I really am not surprised. And not want it. I'm not saying it should happen. Our hearts and prayers go out, and I know some of you would love just fell over. Our hearts and prayers go out to those who lost a loved one, or they were involved in this, or they were wigging out when their kids were there. Now, one student, again, at the STEM school, this was a STEM school, it was a specialized school, was killed in the shooting. The immediate family was notified, but they still have not given out the information. Authorities believe that two suspects behind the incident at the STEM school was an adult male and a juvenile, an adult and a juvenile male, and their students. Douglas County Sheriff Tom Spurlock said that the suspects were walked into the STEM school, got deep inside the school, then engaged students in two separate locations. And you know, when you think about how this went down, you think there was any way to stop them, slow them down? Give it some thought during the commercial. We'll talk about it more when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. Still listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, just being engaged. That's what I love about you guys. You definitely are engaged. Seriously. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, you got to get involved. You got to be engaged. You got to find out how other people come at these issues. You are not right. I got a shock for you. You're not right all the time. I'm not right all the time. I'm not right most of the time. But I'm not right all the time either. So you just got to do your homework. You got to make sure that what we're telling you is true before you go spewing it everywhere. Anyway, our hearts and prayers go out to those students that, well, a student that lost his life today. In Colorado, the shooting left one dead, seven injured. Two are in custody, one male adult and a male juvenile. This ought to be interesting to hear how this came about. You know, they went into school, they went deep into school and they started shooting. And how did they get all the way in there with guns like that? Right? And when you think about this, and I know nobody wants to hear this, and nobody wants to talk about it, and oh my God, you can't arm teachers. Well, nobody's suggesting that you just simply go and go, okay, Mary, John, Fred, Frank, you're right, you're all going to get gun training, and you're now going to become the protectors of the students. Nobody's suggesting that at all. Right? I mean, I don't understand why you do have, and they're afraid to say anything, which is sad in and of itself. See, the left says it's okay for a teacher to jump in front of a bullet, but God forbid, you know, to save the kids, but God forbid they're armed or they have a way to fight back. We don't want to do that at all. But I would think if there were teachers that had guns, if there were, I don't know, others that had guns that went through some real serious checks. And I know there's a couple of school districts across the country that have these biosafes where they have the guns and they have the ammunition in the safe. And it really is, you got to put your hand on it in order for it to open. So if there's a shooter, if there's something going down, and they're strategically placed in classes all over the place. So it's not like they're only one place in the hallway. And again, I don't have all the answers. But the answer is not to have anything. It's not to have in no way to protect these children. The first deputies responded to the scene within minutes. There are no other suspects, Spurlock said, adding that they have all the people that are involved. Authorities are working to secure search warrants for both suspects' homes. I mean, this should be a slam dunk. You know, it really, because this is one of those things where it's not like there's a gray area. Some people are totally, 100% against having any guns on campus. Some are for having guns on campuses. You've got here the LA County Sheriff's Department because of some of the LA County supervisors, not all of them. All right? They don't want to allow sheriffs on school campuses anymore because they don't want the kids to feel bad about having police on campus. Well, no, they'd rather have the parents feel bad when the kids are dead because the sheriffs couldn't get there or they were too far away to get there. Or in my district, we actually have sheriffs on campus. Not once in a while either. Every day. Our kids are protected. The best we can at this point. But they're protected. And somebody has to truly, not just when this happens and then it fades off like it always does, but somebody truly has to sit back and discuss this issue and decide once and for all. Now, don't get me wrong. I want a local school district to ultimately decide. But the federal government or the state or what have you has to set some guidelines in place. Say, it is okay to do A, B, and C. It is okay to train teachers or janitors or hire an extra cop or whatever the situation is. But let the district decide and give them a wide range of options. All right? I mean, this school district, this charter school, had over 1,800 kids in it. You know, and it was kindergarten through 12th grade. I don't, you know, again, the sheriffs were close, were trained, God bless, could have been a lot worse. So, anyhow, if you can find the time, make the time, don't find the time, make the time to pray for these kids, their parents, and their families. All right. Do you guys remember the story that we did when there was a art exhibit in New York? And it was actually a crucifix. And the crucifix was put upside down in a bottle of urine. And it was called art. And when the Christians complained about it, the Catholics complained about it, They were told it's called art. Get over yourself. All right? And we see this happen more and more and more, where you have these disgusting displays of Jesus. I mean, there was a Facebook page. I still think they have it. I won't even go to. I won't grace them with my presence. But it's a picture of the Last Supper. But they have Jesus on the table, being cut up to be eaten. And that's okay. Facebook is fine with that. Yet it's not fine with pictures of the Twin Towers with a caption that says, "We'll never forget." They're not okay with that. But apparently a gallery covered up artworks after Muslim visitors complained about them. A leading contemporary art gallery covered up works featuring an Islamic declaration of faith after complaints from Muslim visitors who said the artworks were blasphemous. Right? So the gallery hosted an exhibition of new material by the artist Skew. Wow. Isn't that like a retail saying? Featuring a variety of works. However, it decided to cover up two paintings that incorporated the text of the Shahada, one of the five pillars of Islam, in Arabic script, right? And it was juxtaposed with images of a nude woman in the style of the U.S. flag. Now, the gallery, founded by the advertising magnate Charles Saatchi, rejected calls from some visitors to remove the paintings, arguing it was up to visitors to come to their own conclusion on the meaning of the art. However, in response to complaints, the artist suggested a compromise. The works would remain on the gallery, but be covered up. How is that a compromise? You don't see them? Might as well take them down. But that's not the comment that was made when we complained about Jesus being upside down in a bottle of urine. It's art. Deal with it. Why don't they have the guts to say, this is art? Shut up and deal with it. If the artist had the guts to paint it, he should have the guts to show it. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Well, we heard like really big bangs, which I assume are gunshots, and then we also heard like some screaming and stuff like that.
This student was in class when this afternoon's shooting began at STEM Highlands Ranch School. She says it wasn't long before police started banging on the door.
They didn't, like, really know it was the police because, like, they're supposed to be able to unlock our door before they can, like, come in our room because the teacher can't just, like, let people in. And then they're, like, banging so hard. There's a clock above the door, and it, like, fell down, and, like, the glass and the clock broke.
8 people were injured. Sheriff's officials say one of them, who had been in critical condition, has died. 2 people have been arrested. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 473 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 159, and the S&P 500 fell 48 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio.
Oh, Solo Mio.
As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose, and a whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a talented agent. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go away, daddy. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
I ain't going to school no more. Not going to happen. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, seriously. I really do. You really want to get involved. You really want to get engaged. You know, again, stop spewing party line. You make me nuts when you do that. Don't spew the Twitter line either. We were talking about the gallery, the art gallery, that has decided to cover up some racy images in support. Well, I don't know. You want to say it's in support of Islam? I don't think so. But it's art, right? Now, what we're always told, it's art, so shut up. And technically, I guess, and I haven't seen it, so I don't know. The exhibit, kind of like a declaration of Islamic faith, or has a copy of the declaration of Islamic faith, but it also has an image of a nude woman in the style of a U.S. flag. So whatever the saying, the scroll, is wrapped around the woman like it would be, like we've seen the American flag done here. And because the Muslims or Muslim visitors complained about it, they covered it up. And then they kind of said that they really weren't censoring because they weren't taking them down as requested. They simply covered them up. Either way, you can't see them. Right? These are academics. These are people that supposedly have an IQ to work with. Now, the painter says it seemed a respectful solution that would enable a debate about freedom of expression. No, how does that enable debate? There should be no debate. You have a freedom of expression. You have a right to paint things or get your message out any way you can. Now, the gallery told the newspaper it fully supported freedom of artistic expression. The gallery also recognized the sincerity of the complaints made against these works. But again, when the art gallery was getting complaints about Jesus being upside down in a bottle of urine, that was art. God. The London-based artist has no social media accounts or public presence, and they take their name from the retail term for a stock-keeping unit, SKU. The exhibition, Rainbow Scenes, was billed as exploring how we as individuals are subjected to a wider cultural, economic, moral, and political forces in society. Well, that makes sense. You know, look at, I don't want people making fun of my Jesus. I really don't. I don't want him putting him in bad lights. I don't want it to be ugly. But I'm not going to get a fight with you. I'm not going to lose 10 years of my life or whatever fighting with you over about Jesus being upside down in a bottle of urine. Because frankly, in all reality, that ain't him. And because a moron decides that somehow makes an impact because it gets blood pumping from somebody else, eh, that's your headache, not mine. Do I like it? No. Will I express my displeasure? Yes. Will I beat somebody up over it? No. Previous attempts to cover up the works of art on public display have sometimes backfired, notably when one airport decided to cover up a Picasso painting of a nude woman. Last year, a row broke out, fight broke out among frustrated visitors to the stately home of, whatever, I can't pronounce the name, after a National Trust decided to hide all artwork featuring men in order to celebrate the life of Margaret Armstrong, the wife of 19th century industrialist. So let me see, you couldn't hold a woman in high esteem. You couldn't hold a woman in a place of honor without wiping out all the men. That, well, who knew? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me, right? This is just crazy. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. I want you to spend more time. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Really. All right, what else we got? I have so many other stories I want to talk about. Let's see. Oh, yeah, right? San Francisco. That's all you got to say, right? You ever notice that with these stories? You just go San Francisco. That's it. Story over. Because just, whatever comes into your head is probably true and real. So San Francisco now decides that they're going to force stores that don't accept cash to accept cash. You can no longer have cashless stores. Now, if this doesn't intrude on you or invade, now here it is, the government telling you as a business what you can and can't do again. So it's about to require brick-and-mortar retailers to take cash as payment. Now, that goes along with Philadelphia, New Jersey, and a few others that have banned paperless practices. Why? Because it discriminates against low-income people who may not have access to credit cards. Now, here's my problem with this. These are the same ronies that no longer give out food stamps. What do they give you? A plastic EBT card. Which is the same thing as a credit card or a debit card. Right? Hello? They make no sense. In California, they legislated a ban plastic bags a while back, and then they went to paper bags, and now they're back to plastic bags. But to offset the carbon cost, you have to pay 10 cents for the bag. But here's what I find totally amazing. Some of you in my California stations will get this. You go to the fresh fruit and vegetable section, and what do they have? Plastic bags to put it all in. You go over to the fresh breads and stuff, what do you put it in? Plastic bags. I mean, I go down a whole list of this, how much sense this all doesn't make. But then when you get to the counter, or you get to the cashier, now all of a sudden the bags are worth a dime a piece. So these people, their logic constantly eludes, and I do mean eludes. So, apparently if you are of the lower socioeconomic rung, you do not have a debit card, you do not have anybody to get plastic, well, except for the EBT card. So now you can't have cashless stores. The Board of Supervisors are going to take up the issue. Likely to pass. Right, all 11 members are listed as sponsors or co-sponsors of the bill. One supervisor said, I just felt like it wasn't fair that if someone wanted to buy a sandwich in a store and they had cash, that they would be turned away. Now, here's another dirty little secret, right? You can go to places like CVS or some of these stores You can get one of those cards. They got those refillable cards. And you just walk up and you can refill them anytime you want to. And you should have it for a lot of reasons. There are times when all you got is plastic. All you can use is plastic. They were upset. They said, well, listen, our homeless population, they don't have banks. Right. So let's change everything for the homeless because they have no way to go find a store that would take their cash. Oh, no, that would never happen, right? And frankly, being cashless, that was not the mom-and-pop stores. Those were the bigger stores that the Amazons of the world were putting together so that people could go in, pay for the stuff in plastic, and leave. They'd only have to have one or two people work in the store instead of 12. So maybe this is really about employees. Maybe this is really about how many union dues payers they're going to have or not have. In many ways, legislation is an easy call for San Francisco officials who strive to make life more equitable to a city of enormous wealth, with an enormous wealth gap. I'm so tired of hearing about the money gap, this gap, that gap thing. You know what? Negotiate better. How's that? It's really that simple. I was in technology for years, almost 20 years. We didn't care what genitalia you had. We cared if you get the job done. Technicians, you know, network technicians, male, female, got paid the same amount of money based on your experience. Now, I had somebody say to me, well, you know, some women stay home and they have kids and, you know, they decide to get their family rolling first before they go back in. Why should they be paid less? Because they have less experience. Yeah, but they were home raising a family. I know. Choice they made. They have less experience. There are families out there where the woman gives birth and the man stays home. Because she can make more money. She's got a better job, better education. I didn't bother me either. But they only apply it one way. They'll only apply these issues one way. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar artesian cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, here's what's funny about this. We were talking about how San Francisco now is going to be in line with, I don't know, three or four or five other major cities across the country that have decided that they no longer will allow stores to not take cash. You can't have cashless stores in those cities. Why? Because the homeless have no way to get credit cards or get debit cards or anything. How are they getting cash? Where are they getting cash? So, and then the lower socioeconomic groups, there's no way they... I mean, I love the way the elite have decided. They're going to decide what you can and can't get, what you can and can't do. Right? And you, and it's not that no store, think about this, not that every store has decided to go cashless, but they have decided that no store can be cashless. You know, you talk about dictating, right? And they think they're going to try, I don't even want to talk about this, they want to make life more equitable. So what's going to happen next? They're going to allow the homeless to sleep on the front lawns of the millionaires? Will that make it a little bit more equitable? I mean, at least they'll have a nice, well-maintained lawn to sleep on and the crap on and whatever. The high-paid tech workers who flock to San Francisco to work for Facebook, Google, Uber, and other places like that, they love paying by the ease of paying by credit card, debit card, and so on. Right? If you have no cash, there's no robberies, are there? Nothing to rob. And, you know, most of the young people I know, most of the millennials and even the Generation Z, they never have cash on them, ever. Because they use their smartphones to pay. And if they can't use their smartphone, they have a debit card. So I don't know how, you know, why are they being punished? Because remember, with cash, I got to go to the bank. With credit cards, I don't. With debit cards, I don't. I never have to see the inside of a bank. Many of these low-income people, including more than 4,000 who sleep on the San Francisco streets every single night, they don't have money to open up a bank account. Can't ask them to do that. Well, but you can ask the other people or force the other people to take cash. According to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, 17%, that's the FDIC for those of you who are not well informed, 17% of African-American households and 13% of Latino households have no bank account. But, you know, they most of those places, most of those people at that level, they go, you know, they cash their checks? They don't go to the bank to cash their checks. They go to check cashing places. Do you know what you can get at check cashing places? You can get debit cards there. That's right. They issue them right there. And what they'll do is if you cash your check with them, you can take a few bucks in cash, and the rest of it you can put on your little debit card that you can get at an ATM machine. Oh, but then there's a $2 fee. Well, look at, do you want us to come wipe your butt for you, too? Is that the next law? That we're going to have to go wipe the butts of those, the lower socioeconomic and the homeless people? At what point do you stop doing every single thing you can? This is how they make them very dependent on them, on you. Some people also prefer to use cash because they don't want to have a digital trail of where they've been and what they bought. That's okay. That's fine. I got that. But you know what those people do? They go find stores and take cash. San Francisco's legislation requires brick-and-mortar businesses to accept cash for goods and some services. Temporary pop-up stores are internet-only businesses, such as ride-hailing companies, would be exempt, and as would food trucks, which say that they lack the resources to handle cash. Philadelphia and New Jersey passed similar laws this year. Legislation required merchants to accept cash also has been introduced in New York City and other places. Now, the efforts come after two rollouts last year of cashless Amazon Go stores. Great idea. And maybe those stores aren't for you. Listen, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but I don't really care. Do you really think the executives at Amazon sat around when they were thinking about Amazon Go stores going, okay, now how are we going to take care of the homeless? How are we going to make it so the homeless can come in and buy stuff? Wait a minute, they don't have any money. How are we going to make it so the homeless people, there's a lot of people that aren't going to go into that store? Right? Because you have to have a smartphone. So if that store is not for you, just don't go in there. You know, I mean, I know, give me an outrageous place. Let's see. What's that lingerie place for? Victoria's Secret. That's it. Listen, just so we can get this out in the open, I'm not going to Victoria's Secret's. For my clothing, okay? I mean, if the government passes a law that I have to buy my underwear there and they have to carry underwear for men like me, wouldn't that be ridiculous? I mean, the government's going to start dictating the kind of money you take, what you do, how you sell. Look at New York. They were dictating what could be sold in some of the stores, how much beverage you could buy or not buy. They need to stop. They need to get away. They need to stop. When a Republican says, I want less government, this is exactly what he or she is talking about. Don't tell me what I can take or not take. Look, if I decide I'm cash only, I don't even take credit cards, you will lose business. Guaranteed money, because a lot of people run around with no cash in their pocket. They rely heavily on their smartphones and debit cards. So I can't go into a store, if I'm one of those people that never carries cash, I can't go into a store that doesn't accept credit cards. Who was it? There was a gas station chain in Southern California for years. And I don't know. I haven't been back there in so long, so I don't know. They dump taking credit. No plastic whatsoever. You pull in, there ain't no place to put the card on their pumps. Now, you can go inside, and you can pull $40 out of the ATM machine and hand that to the cashier. You know, spin around and hand it to the cashier and say, here, $40 at number two. That's fine, after you just pay $3 to get your money out. Which, by the way, some of you need to think about this. When you pull $40 out of an ATM machine that charges you, you know, $2 or $3, I don't even know, some of them are outrageous. You're paying over 10% for your money. Are you serious? On some of these machines. I mean, you're being penalized for taking money out of your own bank account. Doesn't make any sense. So, now, Amazon finally opened its first cash-accepting store in a New York City shopping mall. Now, this place is frequented by local office workers, and anyone who wants to pay with cash, well, they'll be swiped through the turnstile entrance by employees. After shoppers grab what they want, an employee will scan the items with a mobile device, take the cash, and give the customer change. But see, the whole idea was this, so people could move along quickly. So you wouldn't get stuck behind somebody who had to give money and get change back. You know what I mean? I always joke, I'm the guy that loves to go to Burger King. You know, you order something, it's, I don't know, $2.77, right? I give the person $3.02. You would think that I just hit him in the head with a ball-peen hammer. You gave me too much money. Yes, I did. On purpose. I want a quarterback. Gave me too much money. Yes, I did. On purpose. Just punch the little numbers in the machine there, and it'll tell you to give me a quarterback. But, I mean, how many of you, come on, some of you are in your car right now laughing. You know. It's the truth. They've lost, because of those machines, those computers, they've lost the ability to add and subtract and do all the, just the basic stuff. So, again, the whole idea behind Amazon Go. Think about that from a marketing standpoint. Amazon Go, right? You get in, you go. You don't wait. Now they're going to have to rename them to Amazon Wait and then Go. Because you have to wait for somebody to get you change. It's all so stupid. I mean, really, the whole thing is just dumb. Going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. You know, I know. I go off on this stuff. I don't mean that. It just makes me crazy. Leave us alone. Let us live our lives. Let us grow our own stores. Let's decide how we want to live our lives. Wouldn't that be cool? You're getting enough of tax money from us already, so shut up and leave us alone. Especially in California. You know what? You would think in California they wouldn't want you to use cash. It's too hard to trace. At least if you use credit cards, man, I gotcha, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite subjects, dope. We're going to deal with that in the next hour. Now, some of you, I'm not being mean, so I want you to take this for what it's worth, because you know my heart. Don't write me an email and tell me how you don't agree with me. I already know some of you don't agree with me. But some of you potheads, pot smokers, right, you're thinking this, or matter of fact, maybe you're not smoking, but you're letting your kids, nieces, and nephews, you're thinking this is the dope that you grew up on. It's not. And it's so much more dangerous today. Right, if you want to grow dope in your backyard, yourself, you want to dry it and do it, I wouldn't even know how. You want to make your own joints, you want to do the whole thing yourself, that's fine, that's totally different. But the stuff we're seeing today, 8, 10, 12, 15, 100 times more potent than we saw in the 70s, 60s and 70s. Whole different type of marijuana. And cannabis oils, you know, if they're used properly, they're used for the right reasons, then fine. You know, that's the other thing, too. If it's medicinal, why would you smoke it? I mean, aren't you hurting your lungs? You're going to fix one part of you and kill another? Sure, we'll see your host. Hang tight. A lot more coming up in the next hour. If you got to go, God bless you. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Get more information about me and the show and where it airs at therealside.com. For the rest of you, we'll be back in a little bit.